Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. I am back again on the radio here, the KP Radio Hawaii show, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. I'm very grateful for them. And we are just kind of moving through a lot of things here right now, and there's a lot of information coming out, but I mainly wanted to primarily talk about the mission that happened in Kauai. And I just posted a few things yesterday. Pardon me. I posted quite a few things yesterday, and there was really, it was quite a it was quite a major operation. I knew from the beginning that it was a major operation. And so I won't get too much into it, but there were a few things that I felt were wanting to be addressed by, just by talking about the some of the things that actually happened during and before. So, there was a couple things I noticed beforehand, and one of which was I saw, I didn't post it or anything, but I did see a couple days before, I guess it was 3 days, it was on Saturday, and it was, there was what appeared was a 6666, so I had a mileage of 126666 on my car, and that was a 1 point. I'm sure there's a meaning for 6666, but the bottom line was that I saw that and I just said, okay, well, that's something significant, whatever the heck that means. There was a multiple same digit signal that something important was coming up. And I guess I had decided, I'd gotten all my plans and all the rental car ready and the airline flight and that sort of thing. That was all set. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to take, but was going to keep it very simple and was going to make sure that we basically would carry pretty much what I needed instead of having to buy a lot of things. And as it turned out, I really wouldn't have had to buy anything. In this case, I bought a pillow when I got there, a big pillow, bring my own pillowcase. But I have a blow-up pillow. I could have used that. And then also a blanket. I bought a sheet because the blankets were all sold out. So in any event, I didn't need either of those, as it turns out. But it was... just gave me some things to give to the local Salvation Army thrift store as I was leaving. But basically, I like the previous trips, I took everything I needed. I basically had whatever I needed to eat, and I could have survived really just off of what I had. I didn't have to buy anything, didn't have to go anywhere. Pretty much I was taken care of. So that was one of the things about, going on the mission is to be, in this case, it was very clear to me that it was sort of being self-contained. We'll give self a capital S here. But it was important for that particular journey. It seemed like that was being asked for. So as many have seen, I did post that I was, you know, I really didn't feel like posting anything, that it was, I needed to keep this fairly in solitude or sort of under the covers, that for some reason I felt the mission was to be to be just very kind of a secret mission, and in other words, no posting. So that was one thing that was important to me, and I just felt that that was what was being called for. So we got there and we started driving, and I knew the first thing that I felt at the time very strongly that I was to go up to the west side of Kauai first, and up to basically go up to the Waimea Canyon and do whatever I felt I needed to do up there, maybe drive up to Kalalau. And I don't know, I don't recall the exact details, but I ended up being at, after I did some shopping at Walmart and this and that and this and that, then I felt like driving up to Koke'e Pavilion, making some coffee. And when I actually first went up to the Waimea Canyon, there's a big parking lot there. And I guess it was about 5 or 6 o'clock. There were still a fair number of people milling around over there. Not a lot. So I just spent a little time there, and then I drove up to the Koke'e Pavilion and made some coffee. I felt I needed to make some coffee. Or no, I was going to make some coffee. And then, well, there were a bunch of, you know, school group. Like some, they have groups up there that come up to take care of the place, and, you know, younger people, we'll call them younger people, teenage people. And so I ended up later going, I'm not sure if I went up to Kalalau that night or not. I don't think I felt drawn to do that, but I spent a little time there, and then I drove right back down to the Waimea Canyon overlook, and eventually drove back to the pavilion to make some dinner, my own dinner, just boiled some, steamed some vegetables, and that was it. Then after that, that's when I went back down to the Waimea Canyon overlook. And this was about 9:30 at night when I realized I was seeing these lights. I watched the stars, and the stars were so beautiful, very clear skies at that time, and it was so amazing for me to see this. And I hadn't seen this for quite a while, to see this one point of light. There were a couple stars that were close to each other. I don't know which constellation they were in or whatever, but they were. One was about a 45-degree angle below the horizontal compared to the other one. And they were maybe about 30 degrees up in the sky. So I was looking at it, and it was like all of a sudden one of them started to flash. And not flash off and on, but it was more of a changing colors and sort of brightening flashing. And I know that that can happen when the stars get down to the horizon, you know, like twinkling, and that there's more disruption of the light rays and stuff like that. However, this was multicolored. I mean, this was changing colors. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of started to move a little bit, not a lot, but it was very clear movement. And I even put my finger up right in front of my eye and kept it stationary so that I could see if there was any actual physical, you know, 3D visible movement. And yes, there was. So that was a very strong connection. And this went on for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I was just enjoying it. And I put up a couple videos, which, check the blog, there's a couple videos that are all black, high-def black videos. And it was just such an amazing connection. I knew that in some way, I suppose I knew that the Galactics were pointing me to this mission, that this was something that I needed to be doing, and I was right on what I was doing. So after that happened, I knew that the next part would be, I did end up going to Kalalau Valley, and I could see nothing. I ended up going up to Kalalau Valley, or the overlook, just to be up there. And of course, this is like at 10 o'clock at night. And there was nothing there that I could see, but I just felt I needed to be up there. And I kind of got turned around at one point for a little while. And I believe it was on that first trip up. So I finally made it up there. I didn't normally make it up right away. But in any event, I did my thing up there, just did the overlook, went up, didn't spend much time, didn't really see anything. But then I came back, and I knew the next part of it was really just to go around the island. And this would, of course, be at about, I think it was about 11 o'clock, started about 11 o'clock. Maybe it was later than that, I don't know. But then I knew I would be leaving and going around the island from the west side, kind of down south, and then the way it goes, you just go around the circle. But going to west to south and then up to the east side, which was Kapa'a and places like that, and then up to the very northern tip. I knew the first mission was to be up at the northern tip, the northern side of the island. Always asking for guidance, not asking, but I always just kind of wait. I'll see what the guidance is. Where should I be? Where should I go? And that was kind of an uneventful journey, but it's all the time getting a sense for where are the mission points to be. It was very clear the west side was to be Kekaha Beach. I knew that. The more southern side, it was became very clear that it was to be Poipu. I was pretty sure it's Poipu, which is on the south. And then after that, I wasn't sure where the north tip would be. If I figured probably Hanalei Bay area, maybe up by Waineha Bay, or maybe even to Haena Beach. But each time I was getting that I had to be in contact with the ocean. And before I left on the mission, I felt it was to be immersed in the ocean, completely immersed. So I had my fins. I had my fins so I could, go out and swim, no problem. But I went around the island, and I did make one stop at the Kilauea Lighthouse. There's an overlook there. And I've been there before. You may have heard me talk about it before, but there's a lot of birds, seabirds, that hang out over there. At nighttime, it's much quieter. There were no tourists. There was nobody there. I was the only one there. And I just stayed there, and I basically rested there for a couple of hours. I just slept for maybe an hour. It might have been less than 2 hours. Maybe it was just an hour. But at one point, this would have been in the morning, in the a.m. of the 6th, I definitely got, okay, it's time to go. And it's also a lot easier driving up that way because there's almost no traffic. And there's a couple of one-lane bridges you need to cross. And anyway, that's just a little more convenient, but that's not why I did it at that time of night. Ending up by Hanalei Bay, and some point along Hanalei Bay. I don't know exactly where, but there's several pull-offs that I know surfers go to in the morning time, and they park there and they go out. And I have parked over there, who knows, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and slept in my car overnight with absolutely no interruption at all. This time I felt the same thing. I felt that would happen. However, it was about 4 o'clock. It must have been about 4 o'clock or 4:30. I got a knock on the window, and I saw, you know, I saw this light, flashlight kind of thing. And I knew it was probably the Kauai police. And this fellow was telling me, said that, asked me what I was doing, and I just explained that I was just resting, and I didn't say I was sleeping, but I was sleeping. I was resting, and you know, he asked me a couple questions, but the bottom line was, he said that, well, the county of, you know, the county of Kauai, it's against the law to sleep in your car. And one thing I knew at that moment was I was not to argue about anything. I was not to challenge him in any way. I was just to see him in light and love and all that kind of crap, all that kind of new age crap, you know. But to me, that was really what it was about. It was not to oppose anything here. So he checked my situation out. I gave him my license, and he checked it out. And he said, well, everything's okay. You know, you check out okay. And you're welcome to stay here. Just understand that, you know, it's not legal to sleep in the car, but just be aware that it's okay to sleep here. So basically he was saying, it's okay to sleep where I was at. And that's what I did. The reason I like to be by the bay, by the way, is because you hear the ocean. I can open my window a little bit, and I can hear the ocean. And it is so wonderful. It's for me. It's so wonderful. That's what I liked at the lighthouse, too. It's so wonderful to hear the ocean. You can hear the waves coming in. Feel that energy. So I ended up sleeping a few more hours, and then I went to my favorite coffee place on Kauai, which is the Napali Art Center, Art Gallery and Coffee Center, Cafe, whatever they call it. And this was about 7:30. You know, I got up about 7:30, and I just drove right. I'm real close to that. Drove there, had a mocha, and realized that that was the point. That was the first point right at that bay area, which is technically, I believe, that's Wainiha Bay. And it also was very clear to me at that time, the guidance was that I needed to remain in contact with both the ocean and the earth and the sand. So it became clear to me after that on the north, and then the one on the east, that it was very clear that I was to keep my feet in contact with the earth and the ocean. Not sure why that was, but I was not to just go out and swim anywhere. It had to be in contact. I had to be in full contact. And after doing that first one and driving back, then I just knew I had to drive back to the sort of towards Kapa'a and to the eastern point, which I got on the way over, that it was to be this certain beach, and it turns out the name of that beach was it starts with a K, which doesn't narrow anything down. Mocha at Wine. Okay, Northside Ceremony View. Oh, Kealia Beach. Kealia Beach. So that's what it's called. And when I parked my car, I didn't point this out in the photo. When I parked my car, if you look, it's mission number 11. The image is 11. I parked right in front of that's where I got the message that I was not to be going fully into the ocean. I parked right in front, and the sign says, no swimming. Now, if I were on another type of thing where I knew I had to go out in the ocean, it would have been, I don't care what the sign says, I'll just go out. But the message was very clear to me that it was not That was not to be on this particular mission. I needed to be in contact with my feet in the water, my legs in the water, but my feet also contacting the earth, the sand. So that's what happened there. And then we drove up, and I really didn't make any stops along the way. I don't recall. I don't believe. And I drove over to where you turn off to go to the Poipu area, and drove down to the Poipu area. I was not exactly sure where it would be, but I did kind of, I had a sense there was a park. I knew there's a park down there. It's the name of, called Poipu Beach Park. And I knew there was a location there. So eventually, I parked my car and I rode, walked around, and I had, I wasn't throwing, I didn't have any ceremony items or anything to do like that. It was just bring my bag and my camera. And I took photos of the location. And it was, in this case, there wasn't sand where my feet were, but there were, there's water, there were tide pools, but I my feet were in a tide pool that was connected to the ocean, so that there was that sort of direct physical connection. But again, I was standing on the reef, if you want to call it that, the rocks, and my feet were in the ocean at the same time with that third ceremony on the south side. So after that, it was pretty much a straight, oh no, not quite a straight drive. I drove up to Ke Kaha eventually, but first stop was at, I did stop at Kauai Coffee. I love Kauai Coffee. I love their visitor center there, and I wanted to get some coffee. So I did get some coffee. And I also bought my favorite coffee, Mundo Novo, which was my favorite Kauai brand of coffee. So I did that, and then I had my travel mug full of coffee, and I drove out and went to the west side. And then at the west side, it was slightly different because I went out to the beach, and I knew I had the ceremony to do, and I went to, but I did know that at this point it was really warm, very nice and warm. I just felt there were some waves over there. I just kind of felt, yeah, I better take my fins. So I took my fins, and I didn't actually take my camera or anything right there. I did take a photo of it before I went out. But I went out there and did the ceremony. And then I came back and put my fins on, and I just went out. And I was in the ocean for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and I sort of caught a wave. There were some reasonably decent waves there, but mainly it was just to play on the water. That's kind of a completion of that part of the ceremony sequence. So that was the deal there. As far as what I actually did with the energies, I don't know exactly what I was doing, but a lot of it felt like it was soothing in each ocean location, that it was kind of soothing I won't say rippling energies, but soothing some of the energies of the Pacific. And connecting, I didn't consciously do this, but I feel now it was connecting a lot of grid points in the Pacific that have been continually disrupted over the past several months. I'm just going to write this down because some of that really was healing the energies of disruption. That was an important point. And it was really something that, you know, we had the event with the missile being launched at Hawaii, all those sorts of things. So there was a lot of attempted disruption attempted disruption events that have been happening in the Pacific. There's the whole North Korea thing, South Korea thing, and there's a whole false flag deal with what the MSM were trying to point out about Korea and all this and all that, and a lot of this stuff just is there. Things are happening. Things are definitely happening, and the two Koreas are being reunited, and so that will happen. But this was not what the mission was about. So one of the things that I felt was important was to release all that and just to have fun, the last ceremony was just followed up by having fun. And that to me was really important. And I didn't plan to do that. I just felt that, hey, I felt like going out. We went out, we had a good time, we enjoyed, and just basically it's still such a focused thing. Showered the ocean water off, and got back in the car and then drove back up to Waimea Canyon. Now at this time in the afternoon, Waimea Canyon in the afternoon is like, it's very busy. The buses can come there until about, I think they come there until about 3 or 4 o'clock. There was a couple of buses up there and there were a bunch of tourists, and actually I think the first time it was just too much to deal for me, for my spirit just couldn't deal with all that, just sort of that touristy energy. And then I ended up driving up to the Kokei Pavilion again, and that's when I saw all the young people up there who were doing their thing. And I was going to make some coffee, and then I just kind of said, well, heck with this, and I'm not sure my sequence at that point, but I ended up driving, doing something, and then I drove back down to maybe an hour later down to the canyon, and it was cleared up again. So I spent some time there, and knowing that it was just, I'm just waiting for the last ceremony. And it was kind of like, the last ceremony was to be at Kalalau and Kalalau Overlook. And even though it was going to be late at night, I thought it was going to be early in the morning, but it turns out I got the communication, and I put that as a video up, that it was to be at 0001 on the 3/8. And that was where it occurred to me that, why am I being asked to do that at 3, well, 3/8 for one thing is 11, and then 2018, add those numbers up, that's 11. And at 0001, well, 1 was the, it sort of gave 5 ones at that point. And to me, 5 ones, 5 definitely has an Andromedan connection. And I have a feeling it was an Andromedan ship that I saw that was signaling me before I ever started going around the island to check out ceremony points. So that was very fascinating. And I slept in the car until just before midnight, and then got out and we did the ceremony. And it was very short. And I didn't really do a lot, except the words that came to me were, I faced north, north, east, south, and then west. And the words that came out were boom, 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 boom. So something was being ignited. I mean, I knew it was an activation point. And it was very much, those were the main words that came out. That was the only word that came out. And there was some kind of an activation. And that's all I can say. It was a major activation of all the other ceremony points, and it was something to do with, again, preparing the Pacific. It seemed like it was preparing the Pacific for the next for the next phase of its ascension. So, and I'm just writing this down right now just so I can remember that. But anyway, it was very amazing. And then, of course, I did post it the next day. I went to I knew I was to go to, well, what did I do? I slept up there a little longer. I went down to Waimea Canyon, slept there a little bit longer, and checked out the sky. I didn't see any moving things this time, but it was just very, I was just very grateful to be done, and slept very well that night. And then at a certain point, I guess I got up about 7 o'clock or 7:30, and I drove down. I knew where I had to go. I had to drive down to Kalaheo, right? Kalaheo? Yeah, Kalaheo, to go to the Kalaheo Cafe, which I really like. And I ended up there maybe about 7:15 or 7:30, and I went in. And of course, I've had all these 11s happening before, you know, the 11-11 date, and then the one, of course, the one at the ceremony time of on the 8th. And then I sat down at ordered my stuff, and the table number that they gave me was 11. And so that was a very synchronous, another piece of synchronicity that this mission was really being. I also think that the 11th is also pointed to was also pointed to brand new beginnings. And if you want to call it, there were actually seven, not seven 11s, but seven ones that were pointed out, but also, I do feel it's also pointing to the, 311, as a very significant moment, some kind of a significant, significant date. And 11, 11, 11. I mean, it just kept showing up. So I think as far as the rest of this goes, there is, by the way, if you want to check the Tolek latest video with M and Ms. M, they have more about the 311. And what they were talking about was that it's a solar, there's some type of solar maximum flare energy, incoming energy action that basically ends on the 11th. We're in it now. It ends on the 11th. And then and, you know, energy input ends on the 11th, and then there's 3 days off, and then on the 15th, it starts off again. And that's, check out that I'll put a link in the show notes here about what they were saying. And let me just see that. Yeah, they were discussing the energies that are coming in, and these are from my notes that were on that blog post. And the energy changes, which are all related. They say we're in a current flare that we will feel through the 11th. So then 3 days down, and then we'll start to feel the main event. The main event, that's what they're talking about, on the 15th. And then another major wave through the 18th. And to me, that really resonated. So it's something like that. I'm just repeating what I wrote there. So I'm just writing this down now as I do it. But anyway, that's kind of the deal. That show really hit the point, about this 311 deal, and I really resonated with it. So you might want to check that out, and see where, how it feels for you. But with that, I think I'm going to end the show because I want to get to bed again and get some more rest. And I may put up a few more things about Q. There's a lot of fascinating things. If you have time, check out Jerome Corsi's YouTube channel. Q's coming out with a lot of fascinating things, and we'll see where all that goes. In any event, let's see. I'm going to try and find the show here. In any event, we'll say aloha until we talk again, and we'll end this with Brother Iz e ala'e.
The warriors born to live, what the land that she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty.